This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Saturday, November 1st. I'm Ngozi Cole. It's early morning, and volunteers are packing fresh fruit and vegetables into bags at the food bank for Monterey County in Salinas. Behind them are shelves. Many contain cartons of food, but others sit empty, raising alarm bells for the nonprofit CEO, Melissa Kendrick.
Usually you come in here and we would have our shelves fully stocked and then some. This is particularly concerning because what it shows me is how much more food we're distributing.
The food bank, already reeling from federal cuts to some programs, is bracing for more demand. Federal funding for CalFresh, which helps low-income families with food assistance, is set to expire this weekend, and the government shutdown may halt funding for November. Over 50,000 people in Monterey County rely on CalFresh, and food pantries in the region are preparing for the surging need as they expect many of those recipients to come for help. Kendrick says the food bank works with about 150 partners to distribute the food to 160,000 people every month. And over the past few months, the food lines have gotten longer, says program manager Lillian Martinez.
We're packing more food, so that means more ordering, more bringing in, more spending dollars.
County officials are encouraging people to call 211 to find a nearby food pantry. Anna Gallegos with the Social Services Department says people should keep their CalFresh paperwork up to date,
so that they continue to receive their services once the shutdown ends.
Two federal judges have ordered the Trump administration to use emergency funds to cover food benefits, but any changes likely wouldn't be until at least next week. Well, that's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll have more local news for you next week.